Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're all about feedback, but not just any feedback, personalized feedback.
Yeah, getting feedback that clicks right.
Exactly. We're going deep with this Praxis Novum feedback styles guide we found. It's really got some insightful stuff about making advice actually stick.
It really throws the whole one-size-fits-all approach out the window. The guide argues that just like we all learn in different ways, we absorb and process feedback best when it's tailored to us.
Right. Makes sense. It's kind of like you wouldn't hand someone paintbrushes if they said they wanted to learn to code.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You've got to meet people where they are. And this guide lays out four distinct learning styles based on Honey and Mumford's work.
Oh, yeah. Those names are familiar. Yeah. Learning and Development 101. So remind us, what are the styles again?
All right. So first up, you've got your activists. They're the hands-on learners, always diving headfirst into new experiences. Then there are the reflectors.
Those are the thoughtful types, right?
Absolutely. The ones who carefully consider everything before making a move.
Gotcha, gotcha. What else?
Okay, then we've got the theorists. Give them logic, give them structure. They always need that why behind the what.
And lastly.
Last but not least, the pragmatists. They're all about practicality. How can I use this knowledge right now? That's their motto.
So we've got these four distinct styles. Activists, reflectors, theorists, and pragmatists. But how do we actually tailor feedback to each of them? Let's start with those activists. What's the best way to give them feedback that truly resonates?
Keep it snappy, action-oriented, and always focused on the next challenge. Activists thrive on positive reinforcement and opportunities to lead.
So less analysis, more go get them.
Exactly. Imagine you're giving feedback to an activist after a team brainstorming session. You could say, you brought incredible energy to that brainstorming session. Your enthusiasm is contagious. I think you'd be amazing at leading the next one. What do you think? Short, sweet, to the point. I can picture the activist's face lighting up already. Okay, we've tackled the activists, but now let's shift gears to the reflectors. This is where I think a lot of us might trip up because we default to that activist style without realizing it. Reflectors need a completely different approach, right?
You're absolutely right. Reflectors, they really need that space to process, to think things through from all angles. So instead of that immediate response, you want to give them time to reflect.
It's like instead of the whole cake, you're giving them the ingredients and letting them bake it in their own time.
I love that. That process of reflection, that's where the magic happens for them. Turning it over in their minds, really absorbing it.
So how do we help that process along without rushing them?
Instead of straight up feedback, try asking open-ended questions. Let them share what they've observed, what they're thinking. You know, something like, you were really engaged during that marketing strategy presentation. I'd love to hear your thoughts once you've had a chance to digest it all. Maybe we could connect next week.
Giving them that space, inviting their perspective, feels different from that go-getter mindset, but I see how crucial it is for them. Okay, so we've covered the activists, always ready to jump in, and the reflectors, who like to take their time. Who's next? Let's talk theorists. Always gonna understand the why.
Ah, yes, the theorists, those logic-driven minds, they need that clear framework, those underlying principles. For them, feedback's gotta be rooted in context, in a bigger system, a theory, you know.
So just tossing random advice their way, that probably wouldn't fly, huh?
Not at all. They need the bigger picture. How does this feedback connect to the goals, the strategy, the fundamental why behind it all? That's what matters to them.
So are we talking charts, graphs, complex diagrams? How do we make that connection clear?
It doesn't need to be that complicated. It's more about explaining your reasoning, connecting the dots for them. Instead of, you should have done X instead of Y, it's, I see your approach. It aligns with our usual process. However, in this case, we need to prioritize Z because, and then explain the underlying reason or principle. Does that make sense? Any other approaches you'd like to explore? Something like that?
Giving them a peek behind the curtain. Showing the why, not just the what. Gotcha. Okay. Activists, reflectors, theorists, we're on a roll. That leaves us with our pragmatists, the ones who want to see those results. So how do we tailor feedback for them?
You got it. Pragmatists, they're all about efficiency, real-world application. You give them feedback, they want to know, okay, but how does this translate into action? What are the tangible outcomes?
So no vague suggestions. It's got to be, do this, and here's how it'll make a difference.
Right. Exactly. Connect that feedback directly to results. Let's say a pragmatist just presented a new project proposal. You could say, this is solid, and I really appreciate the section outlining the potential return on investment. To make it even stronger, maybe add a piece on risk mitigation strategies. Give stakeholders that clearer picture of the project's feasibility.
So you're highlighting the good, offering a specific tweak, and most importantly, showing how that tweak makes the project better.
Got it. I can see how that clicks for a pragmatist. You know, what fascinates me about these learning styles is it's not about labeling people, right? It's more like having this decoder ring for communication.
Oh, I like that. And the guide's great because it doesn't just list the styles. It gives you clues to identify them. Like activists, they're the ones jumping into tasks, brainstorming up a storm. Reflectors hang back, observe, gather info before chiming in.
And sometimes if you're not sure, just ask. Most people are pretty self-aware about how they learn best. Hey, any time to process or just tell me what to do, they'll tell you. Absolutely. And knowing your own style means you can advocate for yourself. I'm a visual learner. Could we walk through this presentation together? That kind of thing.
Taking charge of your own development. Love it. This guide really is like a roadmap to better communication all around. So, as we wrap up this feedback deep dive, what's the one thing you really hope sticks with our listeners?
Simple. When it comes to feedback, forget one size fits all. Understanding those different learning styles, that's how we ditch the generic advice and really help each other grow.
Couldn't agree more. And that's what we're all about here on the Deep Dive, right? Giving you the tools to navigate your world. So next time you're giving or receiving feedback, remember this chat. Think about those styles. Make it count. Thanks for diving in with us, everyone. Until next time.